You're listening to the Riverfront Church broadcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
Okay, so it is June 9th, which is Pentecost Sunday. We just finished our 5:05 service on the riverfront. Now everybody's enjoying some food and drink at Constitution Yards. And of course, for the service, we looked at this whole thing of Pentecost, which for many of us, we just learned recently that this was not, that the Pentecost described in Acts was not the first Pentecost, that it was actually part of a long tradition of observances, a harvest festival from Hebrew scripture, kind of right along the same times that we got Passover. We also got Pentecost 50 days afterwards, but in this case the Pentecost that's described in the second chapter of Acts is the one that everyone sees as kind of the birth of the church. And we'll let Pastor Emma kind of outline some of her thoughts from tonight's sermon.
Sure. So this is Pastor Emma here, and tonight in the service we talked about identity and how the story of Pentecost is a story of our identity, of God claiming us, of God claiming the early disciples. We shared some stories, we shared a meal together, and that's what we did. So y'all, what did you think about, get out of the service, experience? Let's share. Okay, go ahead.
Wait. Give us that quote again from the end of the service that was... there were like audible gasps and everything when you said that.
Hold on one second. So this is from Slate, and it's called Easter is God's Resurrection Moment. Pentecost is God's Resurrection Movement.
Oh no, don't come to me.
It was a windy day, and I loved the wind and the sermon and the music, and I just kind of took it all in. And it was just a great evening.
One of the things that I found to be so poignant was when Pastor Emma talked about how the disciples had a bit of an identity crisis when Jesus was crucified. Even though they believed in everything that Jesus said, they didn't truly believe until it happened and he was risen. So that was really poignant for me in a moment where it made me feel closer to the disciples, because I've experienced loss. I've experienced identity crisis. And so that was, it was a neat moment to be reminded that things that happened 2,000 years ago are still happening today. So thank you for that.
I'm happy we're finally back outside. This is really the speaking in the different languages for me. This is, and this is for real. This is like Pentecost. We were talking about this morning how Pentecost was the beginning of the church, or as the fellowship. And for me, before this, it was more about different denominations, and they were like opposing teams, right? And it was like, we were playing the same game, but we were on different teams, and it always felt like we weren't along. And then at this riverfront, we come together, and it doesn't matter what church you go to. If you even go to church, doesn't matter. And the whole idea of an open table and being out in the open and the music being there. And we're talking about the Spirit moving like wind, and literally the wind's happening, and we're laughing and we're enjoying the fellowship and we're enjoying a meal. And I believe that this is really what was intended in the Pentecost. Not, you know, yeah, we get these different gifts, but I think that was really the speaking of the different tongues. But yet, that one voice is really what it is for me.
Now with the various tongues that you were talking about, I thought it was a very astute observation. And it's interesting to think if Luke intended this idea of going back to the Tower of Babel and the time when all the different languages are separating people, and now with Pentecost, the languages bringing those people back together, bringing the nations back together. I thought that was a great observation from Pastor Emma.
Yeah, it was definitely bookend. I love the way he brought that, just kind of brought that out of nowhere, and it was like, made perfect sense. Like, I imagine these two, like, holy bookends of language, you know, one to separate and then one to bring us all back together, you know, the completion of a chapter, as it were, you know, because we were talking about, like, you know, there's like the three chapters, right? The Old Testament is like chapter one, like God, and then there's Jesus chapter two, you know, and then there's the third chapter, which we're living in now. So that was kind of like the little bookends for chapter two for me.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So one of the things that I loved about tonight is when people shared their stories, and I always love that, and just to see people sharing who they are and the skills and gifts God has given them was really wonderful. All different ages, people who knew each other and people who didn't. So that was really encouraging.
Awesome. And I'll echo some of the earlier sentiments. It's so good to be back outside again.
Yes. Amen.
And so everybody listening, if you're listening in June, July, or August, come out on Sunday evenings outdoors to the riverfront at 5:05 p.m. along the Wilmington Riverfront. Put in 321 Justison Street as your address, and then just walk over towards the river.
And we're going to be axe throwing.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Riverfront Church Broadcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook, just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.